Du lytter til Enneagrammet Next Level podcast med Flemming Christensen. I den her episode, der interviewer han Shatmar Mahmud, som er en egyptisk enneagramlærer, og interviewet er oprindeligt bragt i Enneagram Insights podcast. Vil du vide mere om typerne og komme i dybden med enneagrammet, så tjek show notes, hvor der er link til Flemming Christensens kurser. Rigtig god lytning.
Today, I'm doing an interview with you, Sasha, and I'm so happy that you're taking your time and want to spend an hour together with me talking about the Enneagram. So very welcome.
Thank you so much, Flemming. I'm really happy and excited to have this interview with you.
Very good. So, you have been working with the Enneagram to an extent that you're actually teaching the Enneagram yourself. And also, you have created a school, a business called Wisal.
In Arabic is Wisal.
Yes. Very good. So I did some research on that, and I don't know if it's actually true what I found out, but it says something about reuniting or reunion.
Yes, it's the state of keeping the connection. Connect and reconnect, connect and reconnect, connect and reconnect.
But where I was looking, it was also saying connect, create union. After a lot of hardship and struggle.
Of course. And this is our life.
Okay. So the name of your company is an expression about the life that we're living.
Yeah, it is.
I get it.
And the purpose behind this life, to reconnect.
Okay, so the purpose is to reconnect with something in me or with people or?
With myself, with people, with life, with divine, with everything and every aspect. But the most important thing is to reconnect with myself. Then it will manifest in everything.
I get it. So, please share a little bit with the listener here your journey. How did you meet the Enneagram?
Okay. It was after a very sincere praying and a talk from the heart to God, seeking help and support because I was suffering from a severe depression for 11 years. So I was, diagnosed by bipolar and I was, everything's dark around. And
sorry to hear that.
The cause or the source of all of this, I am searching for myself. I am searching who am I and what I am. So I asked God to help and to support and to be there and to show me a sign. And then Enneagram came.
So you were kind of asking, to meet the Enneagram.
I think so. Hmm. Yeah. I was asking not specifically the Enneagram because I don't know it that time, but I was searching for anything could answer the questions inside.
So was it an easy, friendly meeting with the Enneagram, or was it there through hardship and struggle that you met the Enneagram?
No, it was very easy. Meeting the Enneagram and knowing more and more, I love knowing.
Yes.
So knowing more and more about the Enneagram and about people, because Enneagram, as if it's the cheat sheet of knowing them, how they function and how they operate in this life. Oh my God. I have the key now.
Okay, let's talk a little bit about this key. What will it open for people? People maybe don't know about the Enneagram as we do, and maybe people are new to the Enneagram. And if they kind of have access to that key that you're talking about, what do you think it would open for people to have that key?
Be true to yourself and be committed and go and meet yourself with a very fresh eye.
Okay. Well, you know that I'm a Zen Buddhist, so the question is now, what self do you think people will meet if they meet themselves?
The self they are prepared to see, because we have layers of self.
Okay.
Each self will reveal itself in the proper time.
Okay. Is that a good thing?
Yeah.
Why is that? Yeah, why is it good? It just sounds like a lot of hard work.
Everything in life is hard work. Everything. And hard work. And you know that you will meet the new version, the better version, or the hard work, and you are just living in the autopilot mode. It's worth it.
And what if people are listening to us and they are maybe teachers themselves in the Enneagram? Do you think people like us find new keys of the Enneagram that opens into new parts of us, even if we have kind of been doing this work for many, many years?
Of course. Every and each one of us have its own unique path in this life. And what meant to for you to see, not for the others. Each and every one of us have its purpose, its path, its life. As if we are living in parallel.
Yeah, say more about that.
As if we all are walking the path, different paths, but with the same destination. In the end. So we are just walking together in a parallel view. If we see ourselves from the eagle eye, as if we are just walking and then we meet.
So should I understand it this way, that you have a path for you to walk?
Yeah. I believe that our test here on Earth is to find the path.
Okay. And you, do you think that you have found your path?
I hope so.
Okay.
I hope so. I am testing always, and reevaluating my path and my intentions, my thoughts, to figure out, am I still on the right path, or I want to do some adjustments, amendments, a U-turn sometimes, because it's really very slippery way.
So let's say I feel that I found my path too, but let's say I'm listening to us and someone is thinking, I don't know if I'm on my path. How would I know? How would people know, do you think, to be on their path or not on the path?
Doing the work and keeping as much as aware and awake, you will have and you will get a lot of signs waiting to be read.
Got it. So in the Enneagram, this is a trick question. I'm just preparing you. The Enneagram is all about typing people. Isn't that correct?
No. No. Somehow, if we took it very shallow, it will be okay typing people. But let's say it's this very first step.
Okay. So it is for typing?
Yes and no.
Okay. So tell me about the yes and then the no, or how is it about typing and how is it not about typing?
About typing, because it is, you know, when you are talking to a toddler, or it's different from talking to a teenager, it's different to talking to an adult, okay? So we, going through the phases of our lives, we need the language which suits our thoughts, our feelings, our sensing, our capacity as well. So at first, it helps taking it as typing, as if it's talking to us in a very logical and materialistic way. And then take it beyond or stop. It's your choice.
Okay. And if it's not about typing, what does that mean?
It's about returning back to yourself, the pure self.
Okay.
The reason behind why we are here, why we are made.
Wow. Sounds very philosophical. You see the Enneagram as a philosophical or a psychological, or maybe even both?
It's both.
It's both.
It's both, and spiritual as well.
Okay. All right, you will be presenting at the conference. Let's first hear about what is it that you are presenting, and then I have another trick question for you.
Okay, thank you for preparing myself.
Yeah, I'm trying to
I really
be good.
Appreciate it. You know too much, Fleming. Okay, what I will present. I will present me and Rania Hussain, my partner and my dear friend, a topic around being a good teacher and the meaning of being a good teacher. Because we all are teachers in our lives. And students as well. So to be a good teacher, you can teach while buying your grocery. You can teach by talking to a friend. And you can be the student at the same time.
Okay. And what has this to do with the Enneagram? Would you be talking about 9 different teachers, or will you be talking about 9 different, you know, or students? How is this important, or in regards to the Enneagram?
It's really important because you remember the slippery path. It's very slippery path. To see myself as I am the teacher here. Yeah. So I have the superiority because I know much more than you. I've learned the Enneagram much more than you. And the balance between I'm the teacher and the student at the same time. We all have our unique fingerprint as a teachers going from the 9 different types. But also, we have our challenges keeping ourselves in this balanced state.
Okay.
Of being a humble teacher.
Okay, so it is something about balancing the role that, okay, I'm here as a teacher, so that's kind of my role, but I'm also here as a student that would be kind of in the same spiral or cycle of learning, and then to balance that. Yeah, I have some responsibility because, you know, I have the role as a teacher, so I have to kind of guide you somewhere. But at the same time, I don't have all all the answers are. I don't hold the truth, or is it something like that?
Yes, Fleming. And when you are a teacher, if you are reminding yourself always and always that you don't know everything, and to know and to be to have a good impact on the people around you, you have to be balanced in your three centers as well, present here. So by being present and by being here and by being true to yourself, okay, you will become the teacher and the student at the same time.
Hmm. So let's say you would meet one person being type 5, another person being type 3, and they're taking totally randomly, right? And you meet those people, and they're like, hey, I relate to type 5 and the other person to type 3, and they want a tip from you that has to talk about kind of their role as teacher. What tip would you give for this type 5 teacher, and what tip would you give to the type 3 teacher?
I will give one tip for both and different tips for each one of them. Right. The first tip for both: remember and believe in being a human being at first. Because if we remember that and accept being a human, so I will accept being not knowing everything, not having the superiority. Okay, for the 5s, believe that you don't know everything here. Yeah, believe it, that you don't know, and you need to interact with people to know more, to experience life.
And just for the people listening to us, why we are smiling is because you relate to type 5 and I relate to type 3, so we're kind of giving tips to ourselves here, so.
Yeah.
So you're talking about you don't know it all, and you have to connect with people and relate to people. Okay, that would be a good tip for a 5. That could even work for a type 3.
Yeah, of course, type 3. Okay, let me think what tip I could give for type 3s. Believe in teamwork. Believe that teamwork and being one of the team, not the best in the team, one of the team is the best thing to do.
I don't know if I believe that.
Difficult, I know. As well, me. When I was talking about the tip, okay, I'll try.
Okay. Sounds like a good idea, but darn, yeah. I actually have a tip for type 3, and as a teacher, I don't know if you like it, but it's about mind reading. Sometimes I think people can read my mind. So I don't explain everything in the details. I think, hello, I got 1 kilogram brain mass. You got 1 kilogram brain mass. If I get it, you should get it. So, or I don't know if you've heard about,
it's really similar, somehow with a twist, because we 5s think that it's obvious.
Yeah.
So I will just give you a very short sentence because it's really obvious. I can see it. How come you don't see it?
Okay. So we are kind of a little bit alike in the role as a teacher.
Yeah. Competency.
Well, I have yeah, exactly. I prepared you about. I have a question for you that is a little tricky, but it goes like this. What if you were invited to present a topic more at the conference? And it's like, it's kind of given that you would say yes. And I know you probably don't have time to prepare it at all. But you also take the challenge to say, okay, yep, absolutely. What would be the topic?
The first topic popped up in my mind, talking about the importance of living the life, the importance of interacting with people, with things in life, with events in life. And I will talk through my experience. From living aside and living, trying to live in life.
It sounds like the difference being a spectator or observer or having a little distance, or maybe even being disconnected, to be totally connected.
Yeah, you know, Fleming, lately I get introduced to the narrative approach. And my comment was, you bring the type alive in front of me. And I found myself more comfortable seeing them, interacting with them more than just reading about them.
Yeah.
I read a lot about them, but I never touched them that deeply.
Yeah.
But after being in connection and in direct connection with them.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
It took me far away. It took me on to another level of understanding and grasping this amount of knowledge and information.
Yeah, it was through connecting with, that's the beauty about this tradition. You really get connected. Maybe it's even being connected to that part of ourselves that is type 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, you know, it's like a self connection.
Yeah, it's a soul connection.
Yeah. Thanks. If we look into the Enneagram of today, we are now living in a world where we could need more understanding about our diversity and inclusion, seeing each other as real human beings, and minimizing the idea of being enemies. Do you think that the Enneagram has a job to do here?
Yeah, of course.
Okay.
Of course. What I can see now in the world, the entire world, separation. We are separated. We don't have this common language, this common connection with each one. By Enneagram and reconnecting with yourself, it will manifest on the other aspects. Being separated from yourself, you are separated from your family, you are separated from your work, you are separated from your country, you are separated from the world at large.
And how should we do that? How should we give the Enneagram to millions of people? Or we're not enough teachers to do that. So how would you imagine to get the word out there?
A few people can make the change by raising the awareness for a very tiny group. It will manifest on the larger group.
Maybe if we understand that we are all teachers in one way or another, that would also kind of have an impact.
Of course. And all of that begins with the one.
Yeah. So now I will give you a question and you have to choose between A, B, and C.
Okay.
For the next 3 years, you have received, let's say, a lot of resources, time and money and access to all kinds of interesting people. And you have the possibility to engage yourself in the studies of A, B, and C. A is the Enneagram in young adults. B is the Enneagram in relationships. C is the Enneagram and corporate work or works in organizations. Where would you like to go and challenge yourself and explore, get better, teach, 100% dedicated to an area, A, B, or C?
It's a very tricky question, by the way. Yeah. C, I will exclude because not that it's not important, but by working on the individual itself, it will manifest in the work, in the work environment. So it's not that important for me to tackle. Adults and relationships. Okay. Relationships, maybe I will go to the relationships choice because maybe it's my antidote.
Okay.
Yeah.
How's that?
You know, it's a very scary area for me to go into the relationships and digging deep in the emotions and the lows around it. But what I can see in it by making the relationships better, because we are social beings by nature, unfortunately, but we are social beings by nature, so we need each other's. We need each other's to live in this life.
Yeah.
We can't live alone. And I know, ironically, I am talking the opposite of what I used to defend and to say to myself and others that I don't want people around. I am living alone and I'm happy like that. But no, after the pandemic, I realized how much I really need people around me and how much I really want them to be around.
I see.
So I will go for the B choice.
All right. Thanks. And what if you had a lot of resources that you could send in a direction, and you don't have to go there yourself, but you can send it in a direction of research about the Enneagram? What kind of research would you like to see happen?
Taking the Enneagram beyond typing. Taking the Enneagram to its original reason.
You think it's possible?
Everything is possible.
Elephants can't fly. So that's not possible.
Okay, but, you know, it's as if we are just needing a little courage to go after this.
But the world is getting more and more stressed, and we're getting our life is stolen by the social media, and we kind of spend less and less time with our family. And so do you really have hope for mankind?
Yeah. Yeah. I really have hope. because I believe that the bigger system knows what to do, and we are just tools in it. But the bigger system is rolling. We just need to jump in.
I remember that we had a conversation, this is a couple of months ago, and you and Rania just are done with some teaching, and you were both so happy. You were so excited. Your hearts were singing. What actually happened to bring you in that mood?
For me, finding myself, finding my purpose in life. Speaking out.
And what happened in the class with students that gave you the possibility to actually walk your path?
Being true to themselves, being committed, persistent. I'm not here talking about superman or a superwoman. No, just asking and seeking for help and support. My heart sings. Just as if they are opening the gate for me to enter. This gives me hope. The little change I see throughout the course in them gives me hope. Seeing the life from a different eye gives me hope.
Thank you. If you should write a book one day, what should be its title?
The Meaning of Life.
Thanks. And the subtitle?
The reason behind all of this.
Thank you. We're
good five, I think.
Pardon?
Typical five, I think.
It's beautiful. It's beautiful. And we're about to end here in a moment, but I'll ask you, is there anything that you think we haven't talked about that you'd like to talk about? Or is there anything you'd like to say that we haven't kind of brought out?
Yeah, there's something I am wishing for. I want to enter a lot of houses. I want to go to the youngest people, to start from the beginning, to help them avoid all what we have gone through, to be and to get introduced to Enneagram. I wish the Enneagram become an essential thing in life, not only a luxury. Study.
And to start early by seeing oneself and understanding what we are.
Yeah. And I'm not here talking about the children because I love how they are living their lives. They are pure. But the young adults, I think. This is the early age I am aiming, not the children, because the children, if I interfere, maybe I will guide them to be something, but I don't want. I just want to give them the capacity, to give them the space to be whatever they are. And then we take them. To just twist and to adjust what happened.
Thanks a lot, Sasha.
Thank you so much.
Thank you for your time to do this this interview. Thank you.
I loved it a lot.
Tak fordi du lyttede med, og i show notes kan du finde link til Flemming Christensens kurser om Enneagrammet.